Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, your president of the Houston Texans, Jamie Roots, as promised. Thanks for stopping by after this great event.
What a great event. Great crowd. The program was spectacular. A lot of energy in the room.
Yeah, no doubt. And a lot of energy in the room. A lot of stars in the room. Boy, the Gridiron Legends, they introduced people like Dan Pastorini. And I mean, just on and on. It's amazing not only what a great luncheon this is, but that the guys come back because it's such a great event all around.
Well, and that's what tradition is all about. When we started over 10 years ago, we said we want to instill some traditions from the beginning. And probably the best is the Gridiron Legends. Each year we bring in that class of folks who've had such a tremendous impact on the game of football in the state of Texas. And they keep coming back and stay involved, and it really is something special for us.
Well, and it was, you know, we just had Andre Ware on in the last segment, and he was up there on that stage with Tom Herman,
right.
And you just couldn't script it any better. I mean, Andre's on the board for this. He's a Gridiron Legend.
Yeah, right.
He's representing the University of Houston, and boy, it was clear to see the respect that he and Coach Herman have for each other.
Right. Well, he's a color analyst on our radio broadcast for the Houston Texans and has been from the very beginning. He's an outstanding friend, a great ambassador for the game of football, great ambassador for the city of Houston. Have Tom Herman, have Joe Washington. You know, it really was great to see, hear their perspective. Certainly the large crowd, the energy in the crowd. Houston's become one of the leaders in college football in America, and we're glad that we've been able to play a role in that.
You know, you and I always talk about this event, this matchup, every year, and it's always interesting the different teams that have been here and kind of what they bring to the community, to the game, to the stadium. But is this a little more special because it is the University of Houston just right down the street?
Yeah, when you have your hometown team playing in the game, particularly after the amazing season that they had last year, the energy that Tom Herman has brought to the program and what everybody expects for the future, what a great chance for them to start the season playing a legendary program in Oklahoma. Certainly they're preparing hard for the game. So when you have that local connection, it takes what's already a great tradition to a higher level.
And really what it's all about is the kids at DePelchin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're so pleased that we've now crossed $1 million in financial support for DePelchin Children's Centers around the college football games that we're involved in, and we're still going. And the economic impact on Houston is projected at $100 million between the kickoff game and the bowl game. Tens of thousands of out-of-town visitors that have a positive experience go back and tell their friends what a great community Houston is, and we're just pleased that we have the opportunity to present these games and provide those benefits.
Of course, the big game is Labor Day weekend to kick it all off. Are tickets available for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Ticketmaster is the right place to go, but you better get them quick. We're over 60,000 seats for the game, and so should be a capacity crowd, and that's what University of Houston deserves, a loyal H-Town crowd to help get their season going.
Yeah, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of battle red, so to speak, out here in the stadium.
And we're pleased to do it. We're so supportive of our hometown teams and really pleased with their success and want it to continue.
All right, Jamie Roots, thank you so much as always.
Patty, thank you.
All right, we've taken one final time out, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mark will rejoin me and we will wrap it all up. Stay with us.